Just a reflection. the Parashat HaShavua is Shmini, which has a bunch of parts, but I think one of the most interesting parts of it is the death of Nadav and Abihu, Aaron's sons. We've spoken about this before. The text tells us that Moses and Aaron showed the priests how to do their priestly duties and sacrifices and so forth. And this lasted for 8 days. And somewhere along the line, at the end of the 8 days, Nadav and Abihu, who were also priests, they were the sons of Aaron. So Moses's nephews got so excited about being a priest and so excited about doing these sacrifices that the Torah tells us they brought an esh zara, what's called a strange fire. We don't know what that is, but whatever it was, it wasn't authorized. And so as soon as they put it in the sacrificial altar, whatever, God comes down and kills them. Poof. Only leaves their clothes. You know, the rabbis had a lot of trouble with this text. You know, what was their sin? Some people said that they were drinking. And why do they say that? Well, because the very next chapter talks about don't be drunk when you go to the sacrifices. There's no indication that they were drinking. Some said that they were trying to usurp Aaron. And they said, well, you know, we better, you know, we have to show everybody how enthusiastic we are because you know, Moses and Aaron are not going to be around and we're going to be next in line. Did you ever watch the show Succession? Went on HBO? Yeah, same thing without the money. But there's other midrashim that suggested no, you know, what actually happened was that they were so enthusiastic that God got caught up in their enthusiasm, and that as a reward, they were taken. Kind of a strange reward. Frankly, every explanation that I've ever read of the stories of Nadav and Abihu don't hold water. They don't. The only thing that holds water in that entire story is immediately what happened after they died. And that's where the text says us v'yidom Aharon. And Aaron was totally silent. Why was Aaron silent? Well, Aaron was silent because his two sons had died. He might have been stunned. He might have been shocked. He might have been panicking. He might have been wondering what in the world were his sons doing. He might have been self-doubting. I don't know what I did wrong. Why, did I inspire them wrong? Did I teach them wrong? What's going on here? But we don't know what's going on in Aaron's head. The only thing the text tells us is that he was quiet. And I think of that, and I think that in light of great tragedy, in light of great sadness, no matter what the sadness is, sometimes the best response is the response of silence. You know, when we go to a Shiva house, you know that we are not supposed to talk to the mourner unless they talk with us. And yet we go into a Shiva house and we make small talk with everybody. We're not supposed to do that. I had a friend, a colleague, whose mother just passed away. And she reflected as a rabbi what Shiva was like. And she said that in some respects, it was the most uncomfortable 7 days for her. And the reason was that she had to engage in small talk. And it was something that made her very uncomfortable. And it also was a lesson for her, and that sometimes the best message to send is the message of silence. The message of, I'm here for you, I'll hug you, I care about you, but I'm not going to make small talk. Because when a person is in mourning, there's no reason to have them make small talk. Americans don't like silence. We don't, right, Paul? We don't like silence. We freak out if there's more than 7 or 8 seconds of silence between people. I'll prove it to you. Right? It's like we have to fill the air with something, right? Did you feel a little cringe? Like, you know, sigh, say something. We want to fill the space. And sometimes we fill the space with what our Sephardic Jewish friends call Bava Javas, nothingness. Bava Javas. During the Kaddish, when we comfort each other, according to tradition, only the people who are saying Kaddish recite the Kaddish. You know that according to tradition, we don't say the Kaddish with them if they're here for a yard site. It's the people observing the yard site that say the Kaddish. What's the only word in the yard site that we say, or during the Kaddish that we say? What's the only word we say? Amen. Paul's going through. You're doing the Kaddish. The only word we say is amen. And amen is the most interesting word because it starts with an aleph, and the aleph is silent. Our comfort should begin with silence. As we comfort each other in moments of tragedy, as we comfort each other when things are not so good, sometimes the best response is a hand, a yad, and a silence. Silent word. A silence that speaks of love and comfort and caring. And I'll say to that, Shabbat Shalom. Have a wonderful and maybe even a little more silent Shabbat.